Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at three. Number one.
All right, number one is we are very, very happy to be joined by the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, Joey McGuire. Joey, we appreciate you jumping on with us, and you guys are going to the Texas Bowl. How excited are you? Are you and your team to be coming to this great bowl game?
Well, thanks for having me first. We're really excited. I mean, we've got a lot of our roster, of course, is made up of Texas kids. And, you know, we've got a number of guys that are from Houston, especially some of our older guys. So they're going to get to play their last game, you know, in their hometown. And we're really excited to be able to play Ole Miss, too. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Coach, 7-5 in your first year up at Texas Tech. Congratulations on a good season. You know, I'm sure that you'd like to have a couple of those back and another shot at a couple of those schools, but 7-5 is nothing to turn your nose up at, man. Bowl eligible, you get that extra practice. And the first year, correct me if I'm wrong, but the first year that Tech beat Texas and Oklahoma together in one season, man, that's a pretty big, if that is accurate, that's a pretty big step in the right direction for you in that first year, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's accurate. And I mean, you know, I mean, being around this place, I mean, they're really fired up right now. I mean, beating Texas and beating OU in the same year, something that hadn't been done. You know, we got to do it at home. Shoot, it was in overtime in both games and had to come down and kick a field goal to get into overtime. So, it was just phenomenal games against both those teams. And it was a big deal around here. We're excited and just using it to build on for this bowl game and for the spring.
Yeah, as we're sitting here and we're talking with Coach Joey McGuire, head coach of Texas Tech, who gets ready to face Ole Miss coming up in the Texas Bowl right here in NRG. A lot of thoughts of when we get into these bowl games of the rosters of the teams. And just curious, Coach, how many of you guys do you expect to have in this game due to injuries or other reasons?
You know, right now, besides our number two or different times number three quarterback, Donovan Smith, everybody, you know, we practiced again. I mean, we practiced today. We've had a couple practices, and, you know, they're really young guy practices. The old guys are out there, but the young guys are practicing and you're trying to take advantage of having 15 extra practices. And so everybody, you know, our guys, and then the other one, I should say this, but he got hurt. You know, with two games left, just Tyree Wilson, our big outside linebacker, defensive end that should be a number one draft pick. So, you know, if he was healthy, you know, I wouldn't expect him to play. You know, I'd expect him to be there but not play. So, really, there's only two guys and one that played against OU that everybody should be playing in the game.
Coach, I'm an old Razorback, man, and so I follow.
Oh, I know, brother. I know, man. I thought it was going to be us in Arkansas.
Oh, it'd be beautiful, wouldn't it, man?
I think old Southwest Conference. I don't know if we might set a record for our two fan bases and beer sales during that game. I'll tell you what.
I tell you what, Coach. I would have invited you to my pre and post party, man. But hey, look, I heard Sam Pittman, the coach, talking the other day. You mentioned 15 extra practices, and I'd never heard this mentioned along with those 15 extra practices. I've beat the drum as a media member of how valuable those are for all programs, but definitely programs like Texas Tech and Arkansas. But Coach Pittman was talking about possibly, or let's just say juggling, having to go out and re-recruit his roster and deal with the transfer portal and deal with recruiting and how that's going to impact the program's ability to maybe use every single practice that they have. Is that something that you have to juggle? And if so, how do you see that?
Well, you do, but, you know, luckily the way we're doing it, you know, we practiced last week, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then lifted the team on Thursday and then gave them off. And so that Thursday, all my coaches went out and we recruited, you know, Thursday through Sunday in home visits, the guys that we're going to sign. And then this week, we have some local kids that we're going to sign. So tomorrow night we'll be in at home visits, and we start finals Thursday to Tuesday. So we can't practice anyway. So we'll be on the road again with that group, you know, and so you do, you have to juggle making sure your guys are happy. And then you got to juggle, you know, making sure you're getting in front of the guys that are supposed to sign with you on signing day. So it's crazy right now. My assistant, she kind of pulls her hair out of where I'm going to be every day. The last week and this week, of I'm going to be in Houston, I'll be in Dallas, I'll be in Louisiana. And so you just got to hit all those teams, all those schools.
All right. Hey, Coach, real quick, you brought up Tyree Wilson, who we potentially won't see in this game, but he has been linked in these mock drafts to the Texans a lot here. What can you kind of let maybe some Houston fans know a little bit about this edge rusher you got there?
Well, I'll tell you this. You have one of my favorite guys in the entire world playing for you in Jalen Petrie. You know, that's my dude, man. He played for us at Baylor. He's in the same class as my son, so he spent a lot of time at my house. And, man, I just love the way he plays. And if Houston's lucky enough to have that pick to get Tyree Wilson, they'll be getting the same dude at a different position. I mean, those guys love football. They play like their hair's on fire. They're fun to be around. They're just great teammates. I can't say enough good things about Tyree Wilson. I mean, he's been amazing for us, and we knew pretty quickly that he was fixed to make a big jump and have a possibility to be a first-round draft pick. And, shoot, he played even harder, you know, throughout the year before he got hurt. So he'll be a great addition because, man, he can play inside. He can play outside. I mean, 6'6", 275 pounds, and can run and get after the quarterback in an NFL. That's what you got to do on defense. You got to cover and you got to hit the quarterback.
Coach, are you a fan of Yellowstone?
I love it. I'm going to catch up tonight. I'm one episode off, and so you know, we've got a team dinner tonight and just kind of celebrating the season, and then I'm going to go home and watch Yellowstone.
All right, Coach. You mentioned your assistant now and how busy she's got you, and she's keeping you on schedule now. I want you to be a little nicer than John Dutton is to his new assistant now that he's governor or whatever the heck he's got going on. But hey, Coach, real quick, man. I mean, I got a bunch of people here in the Houston area, obviously, that are going to come see you guys play over here at NRG Stadium. Heck of a matchup. Big 12, SEC, yourself, Lane Kiffin. I mean, two high-powered offenses. Just programs that are on the rise, man. Just from your perspective inside the program, leading the show up there, you know, what can fans expect to see, the ones that go out there and buy the tickets and show up and expect to see a big-time football game?
Well, you know, I'm not just saying this to you know, because we're in it, but, I mean, honestly, you're going to see one of the most exciting bowl games in the country because you've got two teams that – our tempo teams that like to operate at a fast pace, probably two of the faster teams in the country. You got one of the best freshman running backs that has ever come through the SEC. I mean, I think he's either second or third, you know, and I don't know who number two is, but number one's Herschel Walker. I mean, the kid rushed for 1,500 yards, and so they're a really, really good football team. And, you know, I think we've played our best football these last three games. And man, we're young. We'll have 10 offensive guys back, 10 starters back, and then we'll have 7 on defense. And so, I mean, we really look at this bowl game as a chance to kick off the 2023 season, you know, on the right note. And so we're really excited to be able to play. And I've had the opportunity to play in the Texas Bowl in 2018 whenever I was at Baylor, man. They do such a phenomenal job just the whole week. And then NRG is a great place to play.
It is. Coach, thank you so much for hopping on with us. We know you got a busy schedule, and enjoy Yellowstone tonight.
Yeah, I will, man. Hey, I really was hoping it was going to be the Hogs, because I grew up – I was born in Texarkana. I had season tickets, you know, the Razorbacks, and I've called the Hogs a time or two. I wouldn't have been calling them during the game, but I was kind of hoping it was us in Arkansas.
You and me both, Coach. You and me both. Hopefully another time, man, and we'll catch up. Good luck. Good luck, not just in the bowl game, but good luck building that program. And I got a lot of Red Raider friends that are banking on you, man. No pressure, but I got a lot of friends that are banking on you, man. Good luck, Coach.
You got it, man. Thank y'all.
All right, that's Coach McGuire here. December 28th coming up. We'll be out there, I'm sure of it, at NRG Texas Tech. His Red Raiders take on the Ole Miss Rebels.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, Clint, as we were speaking, this just breaking through, Baker Mayfield. He was waived yesterday, and we wondered where he would go. I know you talked about San Francisco for them losing both of their quarterbacks, their starter, and then Garoppolo going down as well. That'd be a spot. But a lot of reports thought the Rams may be a team that jump out to get him, as Stafford is injured as well. That's what happened. Sean McVay, Les Snead, and the Rams, they go out and they claim Baker Mayfield. And Clint, I have been – how everything shook out with Cleveland and Baker and how that thing was handled, I was actually rooting for Baker after all of that, how they went and found Deshaun and just moved on with him. It didn't work out in Carolina, and listen, some of it is on him, and some of it is he just wasn't really set up. There's not better places where he could go with the right coach and the right people around there to set him up. So this, to me, finally is a really good landing spot for Baker Mayfield.
Well, it's a great landing spot for Baker Mayfield. One, he's gone from Cleveland to Charlotte to L.A. I would say he's upgraded, and I don't know. I like Charlotte, but L.A.'s a fine spot to play ball and make that kind of money. I think if you're Baker Mayfield, you got to be counting your lucky stars, man. I mean, this is one of those deals where it's by far the best situation he's ever been in from a football perspective outside of Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma. You've got a quarterback needy football team, not just this year, but the future is wide open at the quarterback position. They're somewhat handcuffed from a perspective of not having a whole lot of options to draft your replacement. If indeed you do something beyond this year with him, which that's where I'm leading with Baker, is if I'm Baker, this has got to be about my future, not just the next 5 weeks. Go in there, hey, whatever happens the next 5 weeks is fine, but it's a situation where you've got alpha dogs in the locker room. You don't need to go in there, and you're not expected to change the culture or overcome dysfunction. You just got to go in there. This year, weather the storm, it's going to be a bad year. But overall, I think when you look at that coaching staff, when you look at their willingness to put good players around a quarterback, I think Baker Mayfield has a chance. Now, I don't know what he's going to do with it, but I think Baker Mayfield has a chance to have a lot of things working in his favor where – again, since the Oklahoma days, I'll argue that it'd be tough to find a quarterback that has less around him working for the quarterback. There's less dysfunction around the quarterback in his career. He hadn't dealt with it well, so he's got a lot of haters, got a lot of people that dislike him, got a lot of people that don't root for him. But when it's all said and done, L.A. is a great landing spot for him, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to say Baker hadn't been a part of it.
Sure.
But two things can be true at once. Baker has added to his issues, and also he's not been placed with the right person. Listen, Baker was the number one pick, and listen, he was a guy that you looked at that just said, like, Baker's not going to just go anywhere and be successful. Baker, to me, if you look at Tua, like, Tua wasn't just going to go anywhere. He had to be with the right fit and the right person to get the absolute best out of him. Now, that the ship may have sailed with Baker.
Whoa, I didn't know what you said. He said ship, as in
the
boat.
The boat may have sailed. If that
I
makes
thought you
feel
let
better.
It loose, Chief. I thought, damn, okay.
The ship may have sailed with Baker, but this is the first time. And that one year, the one year he did well was with Kevin Stefanski, and they came in, and it was, you know, a better situation. And he wasn't injured. Him being healthy, we'll see what happens there.
I see it. I couch him kind of in the Jared Goff category. I know Jared Goff went to a Super Bowl kind of deal, but Jared's one of those guys that at this point in his career, he's a good player, can make all the throws, can win ball games for you.
Both number one picks,
yeah. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and say that Baker's going to be the alpha that's going to win Super Bowls, but I think he's a serviceable quarterback. I think, like Jared Goff, for whatever reason, got people don't want to commit to him. Maybe it's media-driven, maybe not, but I know it was the case in L.A., I would say Baker's more along of those lines than just a major bust that a lot of folks think he is right now. As you said, he was better in Cleveland than he's given credit for. He's always had things working against him instead of working in his favor. I think in L.A. that will change. Maybe not this year because, again, clearly it's a bad year. They got a lot of injuries. But I think down the stretch here, he could have some things working in his favor.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, Clint, the Astros and really all of Major League Baseball are down at the winter meetings, and Dusty Baker, he's left California in the vineyard, and he's come down, and he spoke to the media yesterday. And what we're finding out through the Astros, Clint, is we've heard the owner talk about wanting to add another bat. It looks like the catcher position is the place that they're honing in. They have been connected with two players. One, Sean Murphy, who is currently with the A's, it would be a major upgrade offensively. He has also won a gold glove in his history, so a good defensive catcher. And then Wilson Contreras, and also, hell, Dusty Baker came out and said they're going to speak to him and they're interested.
Yeah.
So Dusty has come out. But Dusty did address the thought of them potentially bringing him in last year. And he said it's not that he didn't want him at the time. He just felt like it wasn't the proper fit with 2 months to go in the season. I don't know what all this means, but it does feel like Martin Maldonado, who they want to continue on the team, may not be your starting catcher next year. And it looks like they're trying to upgrade that spot offensively, which I had no problem.
Look, I'm a Martin Maldonado guy. I'm cool with Martin Maldonado. I love the fact that we get to sit around here and be concerned about the 9-hole hitter for the Astros as if it's a problem that everybody in the league has, right? Most people are worried about their 4- and 5-hole hitter. We're up here worried about 9. So it's a good problem to have, but clearly it's a glaring opportunity. When you look at all 9 positions, it's a glaring opportunity for the Astros to get better, significantly better. And they have the ability to do it. So I think it's an absolute no-brainer. By the way, I love the transparency of Dusty these days.
I kind of get off to that,
Stick
too.
Your chest out. You won a World Series, Dusty. Stick your chest out.
He
and
said,
tell
no,
us.
We were talking to him.
No, I love it.
Okay.
I love it. All right. We would have signed him last year, but we didn't. It just wasn't the right fit, Bob.
But we felt Christian Vasquez had enough time to do it. All right, there is some news that just came out that could potentially change what's happening in the NFL. Much, much better news, honestly, for me, a team that I thought was going to really do well. That's coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
So we got a lot of quarterback news happening specifically in the NFC West. As we just talked about here, Baker Mayfield was waived yesterday by the Carolina Panthers. He has been awarded to the Los Angeles Rams, as we talked about that. And then this just coming out, breaking news, sources say, this is from Adam Schefter, ESPN, the real Adam Schefter. We checked multiple times. Doctors concluded today that 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, who was initially feared to be out for the season, does not need foot surgery. It is not a Liz Frank injury, and if rehab goes smoothly, he could have a chance to return in 7 or 8 weeks, making him a potential playoff contributor. So he could potentially be there second, third week of the playoffs, NFC championship game, NFC divisional round. If Brock Purdy, which it looks like that's where they're going to run, can hold on. 7, 8 weeks, they had feared that he would be out. In this NFC, the way that the 49ers are playing, like Jimmy G could have potentially gotten them back. We'll see how they can be held together, but that's a big deal for the 49ers if they could get there.
Look, I think it's a huge deal, especially if they can, with the way their division's going, if they can just stay alive, right? I mean, and survive and get there, and then Jimmy can kind of be the savior, if you will, into the playoffs. Even though, I think Kyle Shanahan has clearly done a hell of a job preparing his quarterbacks. You know Jimmy would be prepared when Trey Lance went down, but Brock Purdy, young quarterback out of Iowa State. Is he a rookie or second-year guy?
But rookie.
Rookie out of Iowa State. Was a really, really, I mean, polished quarterback at the college level. No surprise that he jumps in and is mature beyond his years at the pro level. But if you watch that game, which, you know, I watched in and out, and Brock Purdy appeared to be 100% ready for the opportunity. It appeared that he seized the moment. It appeared that the team responded really, really well to him.
Yeah.
Those are all signs of a guy that's put his work in. The team respects him. And now it was one game. They got a long way to go. It's easy to have a decent one game in the NFC. It's not easy. It's easy. Let's pump the brakes a bit. It's never easy, but. But it's
well, he has everything surrounding him that he
yeah,
needs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and he's a talented dude that's been coached up really, really well. And you know, I could see him playing well. And it's not like this guy's filling in for Pat Mahomes or. And again, no disrespect to Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not a Jimmy Garoppolo fan, but you can't knock what the guy's been able to do, the success that he's had, the adversity that he's fought through. And so, all due respect to Jimmy Garoppolo. Brock Purdy doesn't have to fill in for you know an unbelievably athletic player. I mean, you just go in there and continue driving the ship and keep it between the lines, if you will, between the markers, if you will, and all will be well. We'll see what happens with Jimmy Garoppolo. But I, hopefully for the 49ers, they're in a position to where if and when Jimmy does get healthy, they can say, hey, man, take you an extra week because Brock's playing well enough to get us into the playoffs or to get us past the first round kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. Looks like they're going to have options come playoff time.
Yeah, listen, he's not a part of a team that it – listen, Jimmy G gives them their best shot.
No question.
To win, right? Like they can, I don't know if they can win a Super Bowl, but the way they're – I mean, they've won four in a row. With the way their defense is when they're healthy and everything that's built around him, like they could get through the NFC with Jimmy Garoppolo. But, as you said, the Niners are not a team built around their quarterback, right? They're built around – their running game, their coach, and now they've got McCaffrey and they've got weapons there and the different ways they use Deebo Samuel and George Kittle and things like that. So it's not like when you say he's coming in, he's not coming in for Mahomes. He's like Mahomes is the offense and revolves around him. That's not what he has to be.
Well, there's no replicating what Pat Mahomes does,
and you got to change everything.
I mean, there's no. Well, I mean, you just can't. You're just not going to play offensive football at that clip. I mean, it just is flat out that simple. You just ain't going to do it. I don't give a damn who the play caller is or what kind of weapons you got around him. You just flat out ain't going to get it done at the same clip as Pat Mahomes. I mean, what he does is so far outside the box and unorthodox that you can't replicate it. Same thing with Josh Allen. And that's just 49ers right now. I mean, it is as now if you can handle the thing for Brock Purdy in San Francisco with the 49ers is can he handle all the window dressing that Kyle Shanahan throws out there? There's a lot of pre-snap movement, a lot of different formations, a lot of check with me's at the line of scrimmage. And the more window dressing you have like that, the more verbiage you have to use to communicate it with your huddle ultimately or your offense at the line of scrimmage. So can he handle all that? Again, he appeared to in the first action that he saw. I don't know why he would have a step back in that department. So I would expect him to play well and keep this team in contention at least.
Yeah, so that's the latest there. They were feared that Jimmy be out for the year. He's potentially out 7 to 8 weeks. By the way, you seen this line?
What line?
This Cowboys Texans game.
Oh, I'd imagine it's big.
17.
What the hell happened? Made that thing jump? What was it? 14.5? It wasn't it 14.
The first time I saw it was 16.
It opened at 16.
Did it? I mean, golly, that thing's already. What would make it jump to 17? Obviously, the money's being placed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say that was after the ass kicking the Colts took on from the Cowboys Sunday night. 17. That is high. That is really high for the NFL. I mean, really high for the NFL. That I would bet that's probably the biggest line of the season. Is 17. With the Texans.
That feels like
Cowboys.
That could be right.
Like the biggest one of the season.
You think it'll be the biggest one of the season?
I bet it has been thus far.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Thus far?
Yeah. Probably so. Yeah, No, I was going to say the Texans do play the Chiefs the following week, but it is in Houston, so they'll get the 3 points for being at home because if that were played in Arrowhead, that might be a really aggressive line. But – anybody feeling froggy on that?
Ribbit.
That means he's
really
feeling froggy.
You thinking about taking that leap at 17?
Really thinking about it. Really thinking about it. Especially if Davis Mills is back under center.
Oh, so Davis Mills is back. That's what you're waiting on to see if there's a change. Hopefully Lovie gives you the competitive advantage, potentially, if they're going to make a change.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that one, Lovie.
I'm a part of the Mills Mafia, too.
I can see your – I just
– it would definitely make the game more fun to watch.
Hold on. Sell me on this. Sell me because what's your thinking of what could happen? Because 17 is really big. But, I mean, we just – the Colts are a better football team than the Texans. And we just watched the Cowboys just beat the brakes off of them.
Well, as Lovey would say, Show, if you look at the Texans season as a whole, they've been in more games at the end than not. The final score of a lot of these Texans games, you know, they've been in these games. They're there in the fourth quarter. They just haven't been able to finish.
Well, instead of listening to Lovie, you have listened to him. I mean, are you willing to put your money on that Lovie take?
I'm thinking about it. Really? I am really thinking about it.
I wouldn't touch this at all. I wouldn't mess with this at all. I understand the thought, but I can, in my mind, I can see this thing being 20 plus. I could see it easy.
I could too. Kellen Moore is not the kind.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, Kellen Moore is not the kind to come in here and go, okay, we're going to all of a sudden just feed Zeke. Like, we're just going to, our whole plan's going to be feed Zeke. They're still going to be ultra creative around CeeDee Lamb to get him touches.
I don't have time to have a bad time.
And 20, they're going to be. I mean, crazy committed to getting him touches in the pass game and in the run game. I don't see that offense slowing down much at all. 17's a big number, but
One thing we know about Kellen Moore, we've watched him. Hell, he can have leads in the fourth quarter. He's still slanging it.
Oh yeah, up 14, ran it 6 times.
They were up pretty big.
Ended up losing the ball game.
They were up pretty big, and he threw another touchdown pass.
Oh yeah,
threw another one. So I don't know, man. Tyler, you're the betting genius, I guess here. But I wouldn't mess with that game, man.
I just did it.
What'd you do?
I just placed a bet on the Texans plus 17 versus the Cowboys this weekend. Just did it.
Why did you?
I just don't know why you wouldn't just play with prop bets.
Why wouldn't you just wait? Why wouldn't you at least just wait until Lovey comes out and announces who potentially the starter is?
Because then he does that, the line might fluctuate down a little bit. I want those 17. I don't want 16. I don't want 15. I want 17, and I just put $80 on it.
80 big bones, huh?
That's right.
Boy, that's ballsy, man. You feel good about it?
No, he can't.
I feel pretty good about it.
Just like he feels good about the 4 wins that he placed earlier. Oof. About the Texans.
God, I tried to forget about that.
You know the scary thing about that, T? The scary thing about that bet. The scary thing about taking the Texans plus 17 is they may not score a point.
Holy crap. You really think that could happen? I'm not trying to act like that's far-fetched.
They just scored 10 against this weekend, and that took a touchdown late just to get it. I know they ended up having 12, but I'm just saying, I'm talking about the offense.
Hey, Lovey told us our offense, the Texans offense, scored more than the Browns offense on Sunday.
How many points do you think you need to hit that?
If the Texans can give me 20 points, you know what, 23.
I think they may have done that a couple times this year.
I think this is a really bad idea.
Davis is going to come out hot.
You don't even know if he's playing. You don't know at all. Texans insider Brooks Cabina, you may know him as Bruce. He'll join us coming up next. He'll get his thoughts on everything with the Texans to see if he'd be willing to put money on that thing. That's coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
You know, I've sit here, Tyler, and I've had the last few minutes to think about it, and I really don't like this decision. As people are on the trailer wheel and frame text line saying, Tyler got money to blow, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I definitely win a lot more bets than I lose. I ain't worried about it.
I'm not going to say you don't. I'm not going to say you don't. But, man, like, I understand the line is big. 17 points is large. And I would assume, what's the biggest, you know, the biggest spread of all time?
I believe it was in 2013. It was the Broncos with Peyton Manning. They were 28-point favorites against the Jaguars, I believe, and they didn't come close to covering that. I believe they won that game 35-19.
So 17 is the spread. I think that's aggressive. And this is when I know, like, this is where I'm really disappointed in your decision. And as our guy Brooks Cabina, our Texans insider, joins us, this is my problem with you, Tyler, is you went and you said it yourself before you placed the bet. He's already placed
He's trying to stimulate the markets, He's trying to get
that's
people
exactly
start moving
right.
the smart money something. And all that.
But you know what
he's
said?
Got,
he's
using
into
his...
stimulate. I don't know if the market's what he's
saying. Yeah, I'd like to stimulate.
That's right. We got a good hard laugh from Brooks right there.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm 12 years old.
But this is what he said. He said, I know it's 17, but I feel a lot better if Davis Mills was starting. And I'm like, well, you don't know yet. You don't know. And
we
then
know.
He just started
we
talking.
Know.
He started talking, and then he did it.
Yeah.
So the feel of that to help him, because I do, I guess right now, after we're watching, I mean, we got guys, as Clint said, the elementary things that any quarterback, I don't know how far back Clint would say quarterback should be able to execute the quarterback sneak and the draw without throwing pick sixes and fumbles for touchdown. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he goes all the way back to high school. Ooh. I don't know if he's going to say eighth graders have high expectation to handle those plays, but you would think they got a probably better chance with Davis Mills and what we've seen thus far. What's the feel you get from Lovey and everything? What's the feel you get? Do you think Davis is back in the starting lineup after 2 weeks?
Yes, I think Davis Mills is back starting on Sunday. The whole reason that he was benched
really?
Was because he was turning the ball over and wasn't making the right decisions. So now you've got Kyle Allen, who's turned the ball over quite frequently, scored 2 touchdowns for the other team, and that's just not going to cut it. And Pep Hamilton, who's battling for his job, wants to see the best possible outcome. And after watching the last 2 games, Kyle Allen's convinced them and pretty much the rest of Houston that he's not the best player for it. So Davis Mills, I mean, here's the thing. Like,
I'm
we
a
saw him
part
last
of the
year,
Mills Mafia too.
Go down, bench, Tyrod Taylor goes in, he comes back. Sometimes it's a reset. So this is the chance he gets to have, the offense gets to have, the reset that a player gets to go back behind the scenes, figure out their things that they were working on and come back after that. I mean, that's what's warranted. They're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. The evaluation of everything turns even further inward with that, and it's not working with Allen, and it's time to check it back with Mills. I'd be very surprised if Lovie Smith were to come back later this week and hear that Kyle Allen's still starting.
You think we might hear that as early as tomorrow?
Yes, I do think that. But maybe he won't say it outright, but you know, as I said, I think on the show last week, I mean, the way that they were projecting it was that they told the players on Friday. So they may do the same thing again this week, but
pretty simple.
It seems like they're moving towards that again, the way that Lovey was talking about it yesterday. I mean, he wasn't definitive. The players came in today. That's the way they do their business, but just the way that he's voiced it, you can pretty much read between the lines and see that Davis Mills is going to come back.
Who leaked it last time?
Who leaked it last time?
Quarterback change. You know what I'm talking about. Don't go Tyler on me.
You
looked at
me
like you were going
to
take this. Well, you did. I mean, you didn't tell us that. That came via Schefter or somebody.
Well, I would know who he's talking to. So, I mean.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, who was it? Who leaked it, man? Well, I mean, Lovey didn't appreciate it.
Now I'm the leak police? I mean, that's
a
weird position
bad.
For me to be in.
Oh, okay.
What
well,
am
I'm
I? Am
saying,
I turn
man.
Over to the public relations side?
Well, here's
I'm not
the
here
deal.
To close the leaks.
Lovey was clearly, I mean, like yesterday, Monday in his comments, he was clearly not happy about the.
They said a little message with his comments.
About how quickly things get out around here.
No.
So do you expect Lovey, I know you just answered a question, but do you really expect him to announce it tomorrow, or do you think he'll slow play it?
Well, you know, it's a situation where I think last time he went up there Wednesday, felt like they could go through the whole week. And then, I mean, after he got off the podium, it came out just within minutes of that. So maybe how they're handling through this going forward, you might see how they see that isn't exactly the best look. But
that's a rookie mistake.
I mean, we'll see. It's going to be interesting. I don't think there's as much national attention around a reversal of that decision with Mills. I mean, whenever you have an initial bench of a starting quarterback, that's the kind of thing that draws attention, especially to the Texans, a rebuilding team, where that kind of decision projects a lot of things, like speculation about coaching changes and such. So I don't know what other people are going to do, but I just don't think this one might have as much attention. But we'll see.
How much do you think, how involved do you think Nick Caserio is in these kinds of decisions throughout?
Oh, about how they talk about the team?
That's a great point, though. I mean, about how they talk about the team, what message they deliver, yeah, I mean, as well as changing quarterbacks. And because, I mean, whether the national media recognizes it or not, I mean, that's a big move to go, oh, boy, we tried to make a move 2 weeks ago, and it really didn't work very well, so we're going to go back to this guy. I mean, that's a big decision. How involved is Nick in all this?
Well, the main thing about the on-field football decisions, you kind of heard Lovie Smith say it a couple of times the last couple of weeks, they want to give the players on the team the chance to show who they are. And whenever they see that, then they can decide whether they want to move on. I mean, this is a team that is trying to find out which guys they want to retain, which guys are for the future, and Davis Mills was the number one player to look at throughout the entire year. So I think that whenever they're making that kind of decision, one, to bench him is to move and see what they have in Kyle Allen, and possibly at the same time give Davis Mills a chance to reset, go back, see how he responds to that. I think that's part of this. You look at each game as they go on. I mean, obviously, they've been they've been realistically eliminated for a long time now. But they can use each of these games to even further look at the players they want to retain, quarterback especially. Kyle Allen, they signed to a one-year deal. He wasn't projected to be in that kind of role, someone who was going to be the starter. They stuck by Mills throughout the offseason. Lovie Smith, too, up to the point that he was benched. So they've got to ride with him and see how much more he has. And I think Caserio is part of that. See what do they respond to, how do they reveal themselves as players, and did they have the opportunity to do that? And I think with the quarterback position as important as it is, with them holding the number one overall pick, with them evaluating their coaching staff too, I mean, that's someone that you just got to take a look at again.
That's our insider, Texans insider, Brooks Cabina. And Brooks, to me, when we look at the potential change back,
yeah,
the person who I think looks the worst by far is Pep Hamilton. Because now there's no excuse. Just the quarterback both ways. It didn't matter. It looked worse. Hell, it got worse. And I think my biggest thing, especially coming from that Browns game, is we've heard them talk about what the identity is.
Yeah.
And boy, when you look at that first and goal, four plays from the three, that's my biggest thing is, boy, he's not even adhering to the identity that they've said they're building, and that's really, really a bad look for him.
So I may have an unpopular opinion here, but like the past couple of weeks, one of the things that I've been looking at is just seeing how the Texans are aware of their own tendencies and defenses and how their weaknesses are and what they project, and then adapting to that. Part of what the Browns were showing in that, I mean, talking to Kyle Allen, they said, well, we saw them in their heavy run defense, and we tried to play off of that. I don't necessarily have a problem with that, knowing that, I mean, is Pep Hamilton comes out there and runs the ball three times and they get stuffed each time, and they've had interior offensive line issues that we've seen the last couple of weeks, and is that going to be fine enough for – he'd get yelled at for that too. I mean, just the attempt to try and do something kind of shows a little bit what
could he
limitations
have, could he have
they might
run,
have.
Could he have run,
once,
run Pierce?
Once.
Instead of Dore? Can
that
you say
was
his last name for me?
No, I don't. I'm not. Yeah,
come on, you got it. Come on.
No, Pierce, I think, should have had at least one carry, other than being a decoy
Brooks
on fourth and goal.
Ogunbowale, was it?
You probably have that recorded though. You're gonna drop that every now and
no
then.
Question.
But I mean, to your larger point about Pep Hamilton, I mean, that's the thing that starting Davis Mills again allows you to do is say, okay, I mean, that's part of the Baker Mayfield thing. Part of the reason why the Texans weren't going to do it. I mean, he had 1 year left. This is his final year of his contract, and then they'd have to try and get him back for 2023. And we've seen the acclimation issues of other players they've acquired, the 5 games left. I don't think that's really realistic. And that more so complicates the evaluation. So going into another quarterback is basically giving Pep Hamilton one last, you know, chance to try and make things work. And this brings up the larger question about the entire coaching staff, whether that's going to be overhauled and moved on again for a third straight season. The offense has been the issue. I mean, on Sunday, the Browns weren't doing really well offensively. I mean, they were horrible. Deshaun Watson had his worst quarterback rating in his entire career. I know it was his first game back after 700 days, but the defensive line looked really good. And I know that the center was out for the Browns, but we saw a lot of the one-on-one advantages that Lovie Smith has been saying could happen with this. So the next five games, if there's defensive projection and the offense is the issue, if you were to fire Lovie Smith, say, and then go and get D'Amico Ryans, you'd be in the same situation of trying to find an offensive coordinator. So what would Nick Caserio be looking at, looking for a coaching staff, saying, okay, is the caliber of coach that's going to change the offense and improve this a head coach level type person that isn't going to just go lateral to an offensive coordinator role, or could there be a potential offensive coordinator out there on the horizon? So, I mean, it brings up the same issue. If you're going to fire Lovie and the defense is, you're going to go hire a defensive minded coach, it doesn't solve your offensive issues.
No,
that's a larger
problem. But let's just be fair though. I don't know if D'Amico Ryans, even if you hired him, is going to go hire a Pep Hamilton. Like, I mean, I think it is some fairness of who he would, what kind of offense.
This also
like,
goes
I don't think
into
we should
how pump. Much Pep, this also goes into how much Nick Caserio has a role in who gets to be on the staff. I mean, it's part of what they had last year. I know Lovie Smith.
Oh, well, if we're dealing with that, then if it's Nick Caserio who gets to pick your coaching staff again, then we're, I mean, you're not getting D'Amico Ryans.
Well, look at
I
the
just
last
say,
couple
let's not
years.
Punish. Let's not punish defensive coaches.
Well, if you're looking at
Lovie hired Pep.
If you look at what the 49ers run, it's going to be the same scheme. I mean, the run-oriented style that the Texans have been trying to emulate has been what the 49ers have run. And D'Amico being out there, who would he bring with him? Guys of that style. Nick Caserio would probably be alongside in that philosophy. So
nothing about I see Pep looks anything like what I see from Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan.
Well, I mean, we can go deep into the roster and show why that is. But, I think that's kind of the larger discussion here in the last final five games is this defense was on pace for 3,000 yards rushing. It's not anymore. They've done very well in the last couple of weeks in terms of stopping the run, and you've seen them get better and tighter against the pass, except for that first half against the Dolphins. They made Deshaun look bad, and these are going to be some really telling games. The Cowboys, are they going to win by 17 points and make Tyler Milner's pockets even emptier, or is the Chiefs going to come into town also and obliterate them,
emptier.
Or are they going to hold their own? So a lot of this, there's a lot still to be interested in terms of the Texans' future in the back half of this, the final games of this season.
Well, thank you, lover boy. That's Brooks Cabina, our Texans insider. Check him out on the Chronicle, and he's with us every week at this time. I love going back and forth with Brooks. As we do each week, man. Appreciate you jumping on with us.
All right.
Clint, what you got coming up?
Well, we got some Heisman candidates have been, four finalists have been named. And, of course, I got a little something for each one of them. I'll see what you boys think about it. And we'll cuss and discuss that group, along with a couple of other big-time awards in the college football world were handed out today. We'll talk about those as well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.